弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今年围绕的一个主题就是以弗所书第一章十八节。
This year our theme is around Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
也是今天我们的题目就是他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And it is also our theme today, the title today, The Riches of the Glory of God's Inheritance in the Saints.
刚才我们经文已经读过了，我们就不再重新读，但是有一点我要提醒一下大家。
We already read the scripture, so there's one thing that I want to remind you.
刚才金石弟兄带我们读的中文圣经哈，我们这里所印的经文比刚才我们读的稍微多那么一点点。
Just now we already read the scriptures, but what we show here has a little bit more.
英文的圣经没有标注，但是中文的和合本有这个特点，它在有些的经文后面它会加上一些小小的旁注，比方说神之名，他说这个名原文就是产业。
In the English Bible, there is not it didn't show a lot of this, but in the Chinese Bible, there's actually, it says the people, in the original text, it is, possession.
Yeah. 那十一节也是这样，我们也在他里面得了基业。这里有个标注说，这个得同时也是成的意思。
So in verse 11, it also says, in him is also become, has the meaning of become.
这其实是我们今天交通的一个重点。
So this is the key in our sharing today.
这是有点插入的话，就是其实我们读中文圣经和合本，我们有一个宝贵的财富。
So it's actually very rich in the Chinese translation.
其实它旁边所做的那些小的旁注，有的圣经是用这个小字把它标注在下面，有的呢字就像这个是圣经软件上面它把它放的一样大了，就是更加突出一点。但是实际上我们很多时候读圣经容易把它忽略掉。
Sidebar,a lot of times we just skip those in our reading.
这里就是给大家一个提醒，其实在这个括弧里的或者说那个小字的，它往往比不在括弧里的那个更加重要。
So just want to remind you, when you're reading the Bible, those are, the text that is in the parentheses sometimes is more important.
因为它标注出来的地方往往就是你望文生义会误解的地方。
It is because that is where sometimes you can misinterpret the word.
所以它需要特别的标注，就是怕我们会理解错。所以如果你读的时候把这个小小的解释忽略掉了，那往往可能你就理解错了。
So if you don't pay attention to that, the text in the sidebar, you may misinterpret the Bible.
这是一些插入的话。
This is just added information for you.
今天我们讲这个基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And today it's the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints.
通常我们碰到荣耀这样的词，是我们叫什么大词？英文叫 big words.
When we read the word glory, sometimes it's a big word for us.
这样的词往往是我们比较敬而远之的。
So sometimes we try to distance ourselves from that.
这里还要加上丰盛，然后还要加上何等，很多大的词摆在一起。
So and then added with abundance and how great.
所以遇到这些我们中国人的态度往往就是敬而远之。我知道这个很高，我很尊敬它，这个很奥秘，但是呢跟我就关系就没那么大了。
So sometimes we think that this mystery is too big to understand, so we try to distance ourselves.
但其实你读以弗所书第一章哈，荣耀这个词当然出现频率很高哈，但是有一个词同样也出现很多次，不知道你注意到没有？
So the word in the Bible, glory, shows up a lot. But there's another word that also shows up a lot. I don't know if you noticed.
以弗所书第一章里，我们出现很多很多次。
And in the, Ephesians, we also appear a lot.
通常我们不太注意这个词，或者有的时候我们是两个极端，就是说有的时候我们只注意自己，他们说一张照片，一张合影。你第一眼去找谁，就是找我们自己，对不对？
Sometimes we have two extremes. One extreme is when we look at a picture, we immediately focus on finding yourself.
但是以弗所书，有的时候我们另外一个极端，以弗所书第一章讲了那么多我们，但是我们读完之后可能觉得跟我还是没什么关系。
Or the other extreme is when you read Ephesians, there you see so many words, like the word we.And after you finish it, you don't even notice or you don't think it has any meaning for you.
所以保罗在这里要加上他的祷告祈求。
So here Paul added his prayer.
保罗明明是在那里求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Paul is clearly asking God to reveal about the glory of the Father and give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那可以照明我们心中的眼睛。
To enlighten the eyes.
这样我们就能够看见。
So that we can see.
这里的看见我们不是来比较，所以我们照片里看我们就是看。比如我比我周围的人是更漂亮一点，还是稍微没有那么漂亮一点
？So we're not comparing here when we see. So when we look at the picture, it's not to compare who looks better.
Yeah, 我们关注自己就是看我是不是有那么俊美。
To see if looks good.
那保罗在这里的祷告就是照明我们的眼睛，是说让我们看说在照明之前。和照明之后你感受到有什么不一样
So Paul here talks about the illumination of our heart before and after before or after illumination what is different
今天是有许多的呼喊就像四喜约翰在那里呼喊那样呼喊说如果说这里有荣耀快来看荣耀快来看这个荣耀何等的丰盛如果你听见这样的呼喊你会问什么
So for example, John the Baptist, he said, Behold, the glory, how rich it is. What would be our response? We would probably say, Where?
所以你就第一个反应就是哪里如果有人说快看看哪里到底是看讲台还是看这里还是荣耀到底在哪里
So we want toour response is to see where the glory is. It is here.
这是一个对的反应，因为就像一个照相机，它如果要好的照片，它需要有一个焦点。
This is a appropriate response because with a camera, when you take a picture, it has to be in focus.
你要对着那个对的地方，你才能得到那个想要的结果。
You have to point it in the right direction.
而且对准了它还必须要有光没有光 你这个相机 就没法对准那个焦距可能方向对了但是还是一个模糊的
So if you point it in the right direction you still need the light you still need light because if you lack of light you cannot focus and still be blurry
这就是保罗他要祈求祷告的目的
And this is the reason why Paulprayed
叫我们心里的眼睛可以看到就像照相机可以对准那个地方也可以有一个对的焦距
so that the eyes in our heart can see and can focus
如果这里是回到我们今天的主题神在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀那这个荣耀我们的眼睛要聚焦在哪里
so back to the title today, The Riches of the Glory of God's Inheritance in the Saints. So when we look at the glory, what's our focus?
这个题目听起来很大，但这个其实这个问题很简单，不是说要把 把大家考倒，这个答案就很简单，你应该猜得到，这个焦点在今天来说就是基业或者说产业。
Even though the title seems very big, but it's actually very simple. So we can probably guess what the focus is of glory.
如果说这个焦点在基业，你聚焦在这个产业或者基业上面，你就能够看见荣耀，而且是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So when you focus on the inheritance, you can see the riches of the glory.
那在圣经里面呢，我们有两个字，经常的把它互相的调换着用，一个字叫做基业，一个字叫做产业。其实以弗所书里两个字也都有啊，但是那个产业有的时候在小字里面。
So, in the Bible, the word inheritance show up in many places, and in the Ephesians, sometimes it shows up in the sidebar.
那么后来我们在想说。其实产业和基业讲的是同一件事情，但是有没有圣经的根据？那后来圣明弟兄的信息也提醒我，我们正好读到民数记24章，所以这里有一节圣经我们一起来读一下。
So the two words in Chinese both here translated as possession.
我们先一起读中文，然后 Tony 弟兄带我们读英文。好，我们一起来。他必得以东为基业，又得仇敌之地希尔为产业，以色列必行事勇敢。
And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly.
好，我想这节圣经就是可以帮助我们说，我们不是凭空而说。那圣经里讲到基业也好，讲到产业也好，这都是同一个意思。
So, whether it's one of the words in Chinese, I'm going to use a different word. It's inheritance, and possession. So here, it's both its possession. So they both mean the same thing.
基本上来说呢，可能产业这个字用的比较多，大概在尤其在旧约圣经，总共圣经上大概有160多处经文。
So,The word translated into possession is actually shows up more. It's 160 times in the Bible.
基业大概是11处的经文。
And inheritance maybe only 11 times.
这也是我们做一点说明，就是以后我们就不是那么区分，有的时候我们说话的时候会来回的用，但我们只是让大家知道的时候，我们不要去想说，哎，为什么用这个字，为什么用那个字？这两个词在神的心意当中乃是同一件事。
So here we just want to point out that there's two different words, but they all both mean the same thing. We can use it interchangeably.
好，那么回到这个何等丰盛的荣耀。
So, this riches, of the glory.
那我们知道说关于这个这么大的题目，我们可以讲许许多多的话，但是如果我们只能用一句话来，最简单的话来解释的话，我们怎么来说？
If we only we can say a lot about this topic, but if we're just going to use one sentence, what do we use? What do we say?
最简单的话就在这里哈，何等丰盛的荣耀，是我们得着神，神也得着我们。
So we can say that.Simply, it is God obtained, or we obtained God, and God obtained us.
就是刚才我们读的那节圣经，看见那个小字里注解，我们得了基业，同时也是我们成了基业。
So, just like the verse we read before, we obtained inheritance, but we all became God's inheritance.
我们知道圣经上的真理许多都是很奥秘的，很多时候我们觉得奥秘难解，但是圣经用什么方法来讲这些奥秘的事？
There are a lot of mysteries in the Bible, and how does the Word of God explain these mysteries?
其实有一个简单的原则我们可以把握，如果我们明白不光是这个荣耀，其实有很多的圣经中的奥秘都是根据一个原则来告诉我们。
The mysteries in the Bible are according to a principle that is to tell us what the mystery is.
这是一个最简单最朴素的办法啊，其实我们都不会陌生。
This is the simplest way, and we should not be we're not alien from that.
简单讲就是重复。
Simply repeat repetition.
或者说再说一次。
Or say it again.
圣经里旧约圣经有一卷书哈，大家有没有猜到我要讲哪一卷书
？In the Bible, there's a book. Do you all guess what that book is?
它的名字的意思就是再说一次。
The meaning of the title of the book is to say it again.
这个就是《生命记》。
And it's Deuteronomy.
这卷书也是主耶稣引用旧约里面引用最多的一卷书。
And it's also where Jesus referenced that book the most.
神已经说过的话但是今天向听的人来再说一次。
So it's words that God had already said, but today He's saying it again.
神已经说过的话，圣灵再来解释一次。
And the word of God has already been said, but the Holy Spirit explained it to us again.
那为什么是有这个生命记？我们知道生命记它第一次说第一次的话是在哪里说的
？This book Deuteronomy, the first time when it said, where was it said?
神给以色列人的话，一开始是在西乃山来向以色列百姓说的。
So the first time is in the Mount, at Mount Sinai.
那时候他们过了约旦，过了红海不久啊，他们得拯救，他们过了逾越节，过了红海，来到了西乃山。
So they, the Israelites went through Passover and then crossed the Red Sea and came to Mount Sinai.
用今天的话来说，就是刚刚得救，时间还不久。
So in today's word is you just now got saved and has not been saved for a long time.
从某种意义上说是新人哈，因为得救不久，但是其实那个老我在身上还是很强的。
So this is just a new man, not and the old person is still inside.
那到了生命记的时候，好像是把这些话重复一遍，但是生命记跟出埃及记里面有什么不一样？
So in Deuteronomy, even though it's words that God has already said, it's said the second time. So what is the difference?
说话的人好像没有变，还是摩西。
The person who said those words, the same person, is Moses.
说的话好像也没有变很多。
And the words have not changed a lot.
那有什么不一样？一个是他们所站的地方不一样了。
The first is where they're at is different. They're in a different.
一边是在西乃山，是靠近红海的那一边。
The first time is at Mount Sinai, close to the Red Sea.
他们出了埃及，过了红海，刚刚满三个月，他们就听见摩西的这些教训。
So they just left Egypt and they heard this teaching from Moses.
但是到了生命记的时候，他们已经经过旷野38年。
So, and the second time in Deuteronomy, they've already gone through the wilderness.
现在他们要准备过约旦河了。
And they're preparing to cross the River Jordan.
所以这个就是听话的人，他们变了。
So, this is the people who heard this, they changed.
这个上次以前我也交通过哈，因为我们非常非常容易误会，就是说有两代人，第一代人在西乃山听那个话，第二代人在好像又一代人在约旦河边听再听一次。
So this is actually two generations. The first time is by the Red Sea is one generation, and by the River Jordan is actually a second generation.
但是我上次也强调说，他是用两代人的故事来说，在我们一个人的身上应该发生的事情。
So God is using two generations to speak to us, one person.
对，你不要想说这个旧人就是指我们上一代的人就叫旧人，我们这个年纪轻一点的人我们就叫新人。
So it is not that the old man or the last generation is one, and then it's one different person than the younger generation is a different person.
所以这个听神的话的其实还是同一个人，只是在我们里面会有改变，因为我们经过了这个38年。
So it is still the same person that he is speaking to, and this person have changed through the years.
同样的话，我们听见会觉得不一样，是因为我们的经历改变了。
So when we hear the same word, our understanding may be different because we've gone through some experience.
我不知道你有没有这样的感觉，就是在我们的经历里面，如果你前面那一天你经历过神，经历过圣灵在你身上的工作，那第二天早上起来读圣经感觉会怎么样？
So if you experience God's work in you the day before, when you wake up this morning and you read the Bible, how would you feel?
那个时候神的话对我们好像是新的，吃起来是有滋味的。
So the word of God at that point has a different meaning. You feel differently.
话还是那个话，但是我这个人和昨天不一样。
So it's the same words, but today you are different.
所以吃起来这个滋味不一样哈。
So when it's fed to you, it tastes different.
那有时候吃起来好像，有时候我们人没有改变，吃神的话好像一个饼摆了10年，你咬一口好硬。
So if we have not changed and that bread is there for 10 years, when you bite into it, it's very hard.
所以这个我们今天来认识神的基业，认识神在基业上的话，其实也是这样子。
So about the inheritance, the word of God is the same way.
其实这个饼的味道取决于我们的心。
So the taste of the bread is the same in is based on our heart.
或者说取决于我们在这些转圈的里面，我们到底经历了什么。
So when we're going around in circles, what did we experience?
所以我们去年也交通过，神是眷顾的神，他要眷顾再眷顾。
And our God is one who cares for us, and He cares for us again and again.
他也是数点的神，他数点了，他要再要数点。
And He's also one who numbers, and He numbers again and again.
都是为了一个目的，就是那个旧人能够倒下，那个新人能够起来。
It's for one purpose. It's for the old man to fall down and the new man to rise up.
那所以我们把这个简单的话摆在这里，这是好像我们先把结论摆在这里。
The simple statement is like the conclusion already stated for you.
好像绕口令一样，就是而且这个话不深奥哈，你可能说已经都知道了。
The statement is not very.It's not mysterious. You already know it.
为什么我们要在这反复的强调？就是因为在基督的生活里面，往往后面这一半是缺失的。
Why do we emphasize it over and over again?
知道这个话很容易，但是我们经历里面有没有这样的感觉？
So even though this seems to be very simple, do we have the experience in these words?
好，我们下面交通这个第一方面就是说对于得产业的方面，一个是得，一个是成。
So we want to, on one side it is, we obtain the, inheritance, on the other is we became the inheritance.
那这些我们圣经应该是很熟悉，我们只是摘两处的圣经，既然提到民数记，我们就读两处民数记。其实太多太多哈！我刚才说整个圣经有160多处圣经。
So we're going to use numbers since we already started with numbers, but actually this appears a lot of places in the Bible. Last said it's 160 times.
我们也是一样，先读中文，然后我们读英文，不多，我们就只举两节哈。我们一起先读中文。你们要按家业家事占就承受那地。人多的要把产业多分给他们，人少的要把产业少分给他们。愿出何地给何人，就要归何人。你们要按宗族的支派承受。36:2，耶和华曾吩咐我主占就分地给以色列人为地， 我主以色列耶和华的吩咐，将我们兄弟希罗非哈的产业分给他的众女儿。这里讲到的一个概念就是承受产业和分地为业。
So it talks about two concepts. One is inherit the land, the other is to give the land for inheritance.
这个 我们真理的教导我们都很熟悉，这里所说到的产业就是那块地。
And the teaching is very simple. The giving the land is that land that was given.
Yeah, the inheritance is the land.
The inheritance is the land.
这片地它本身也是一个代表，它代表是什么呢？我们当然知道标准答案就是这个地所代表的就是基督。
So this land, what it represent, basically is represent Jesus.
我们是 得到 基督做我们的产业。
We receive Jesus Christ as our inheritance.
那产业，今天讲的产业，很多时候我们想到这个银行账户上面多少个零啊，那是我们的产业。
So when we think about inheritance today, it's the number of zeros in our bank account.
那个时候讲到产业的时候，都是就是和地完全是连在一起的。
And in those days, when they talk about inheritance, it's related to land.
那这个那地对于作为产业来说，对于得产业的人意味着什么？
Sorry.
他的what it means to the person who inherit the land.
Okay.
首先这块地是给他住的。
So this land is for.Them to live in.
就是你住在哪里，产业在哪里，你就住在哪里。
Where your inheritance is, there's where you live.
而且那个是一个长久的。如果你住过三个月，那个地方不叫产业。
So it is for a long period of time. It's if you just live there for 3 months, it's not inheritance.
甚至是不只是你这一代。我的儿女，我住在那里，我的儿女住在那里，我儿女的儿女也住在那里。
I live there, my children live there, and my children's children live there.
那个叫做产业。
That's inheritance.
不然就是一个寄居的。
Otherwise, it's just a,
寄居的,
foreign land.
Sojourner, or?
Sojourner.
这是一面。那产业的另一面就是说，这个地哈，它是会有出产的。
So this land, has, produce.
Yeah, produce. 这个出产是可以给人享受的。
And this produce can be enjoyed by us.
就圣经里讲到这个迦南地，它田地里面是会有粮食、有菜蔬长出来，然后树上有果子，园中有葡萄，蜂房里有蜜。
So it talks about this land of in the Canaan has has honey, has fruit, has grapes.
Great, yeah. 这些都是给我们享受，我们知道这就是代表说基督的丰富来给我们享受。
And this refers to the abundance in Christ for us to enjoy.
这些都不深奥，我想我们基督徒，我们真正蒙恩的基督徒，我们都能够明白了解。我只是在这里简单再提一下。
And these are not very deep. It's simple and Brother, Christians all know this, and I'm just reminding you.
所以这个地真的是美好。那这个无法尽数哈，有山有谷，有泉源，有河流，有一挂葡萄是有两个人来抬。
So, this land has mountains and valleys and springs, and a cluster of grapes has to be carried by two people.
有时候我们讲享受这个字好像不太属灵啊，但实在主要我们得着基督，我们就是要享受神。
It seems like when we mention these things, it's not very spiritual, but these are things that actually God gave us to enjoy.
今天早上我们还在主日学讲到那个最基要真理的时候，其实一信主我们就开始最教导的就是好像人他活在世上的目的是什么。
So it's just like this morning in Sunday school, we were talking about when we believe in Jesus, what is the purpose?
我们一信主就应该知道的，就是我们人活着，我们的目的是要荣耀神，然后呢，要享受神。
It's something that when you become a Christian, you should know that it's for glorifying God. Our purpose is to glorify God and to enjoy God.
这个就是我们得产业。
That's how we receive this inheritance.
但是，另一面，有的时候我们做了基督徒十年、二十年，却还没有认识到。
But on the other side, sometimes we become Christian for 10 years, 20 years, we still don't realize that.
因为我们想到做基督徒，我得着了，那我们会不会去想说，那神有没有得着？神有没有满足？神有没有享受？
So, now that God has, we have received God, but is God satisfied? Is He enjoying?
那圣经上，因为时间的关系我们不读，但是我把这个圣经摆在上面，就是历代志上十六章。
This is from First Chronicles chapter 16. We're not going to read it.
那里大卫有一个称谢祷告，那是他第一次用亚撒和他的兄弟用诗歌来称颂耶和华。
So he, David, this is the first time he say give thanks through Asaph and his brothers.
Yeah. 那这个背景就是他做王了。他也造好了宫殿，但是大卫的心中有一个意念，就是说，但是神的约柜住在哪里呢？约柜应该住哪里
？So, David just became king, and he has his palace, but in his heart, he said, "Where does God? Where do I put the ark?"
或者说我们有自己天花板的房子，甚至我们有一个宫殿，但是神住在哪里？
So we have a place with a ceiling, and where do we find? Where does God live?
这个是大卫的心。
And this is the heart of David.
当他说到他与亚伯拉罕立的约，有关于这个约有很多可以讲，但我们今天只讲大卫提起的时候，他就提到这个约包括什么？就包括把这块地作为产业。
So David. Abraham has this covenant with God, and it's to have this land in Canaan to be given to them as inheritance.
那旧约圣经也有很多的话说到神的百姓就是神的产业。时间的关系，我们也只能读一两处。第一处在出埃及记三十四章第九节。好，我们来读这一节哈。主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在我们中间同行，因为这是应着景象的百姓，求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。大家知道这肯定是摩西的话，是不是？但是有没有记得说，看见这个祷告是在什么背景里面？
Do you know what is the background in this prayer?
那当摩西第一次领受神的话，我们知道说山上还没有下来，以色列人就已经拜了金牛犊。
So this is the first time Moses said this, and when he received the commandments. But before he came down, the people had already worshipped the golden calf.
所以那个约他们还没有享受这个好处，就已经把它破坏掉了。
So he's already broken the covenant even before they can enjoy it.
那你看到摩西的祷告，就是提到一个很重要的，就是求神以我们为你的产业。
So it is prayer. One thing is very important here. This is Moses asking God to take them as as God's inheritance.
注意哈，让我们想象当中，就是摩西的祷告，就是如果神好像刑罚以色列人，把他们毁了， 那那么多的好处以色列人就享受不到了。如果照我们的正常的想法都是这样子，因为你以色列民为中心的话，就是本来他们会有这么多的好处都是他们的，今天他们一犯罪，神你若刑罚他们，他们这些好处就享受不到了。
So if we think like the Israelites with the Israelites thinking as them as the center, if God punished them, they would not be able to enjoy the inheritance.
所以今天其实我们不要怪以色列人，我们今天其实人都是这样的。每一次当我们犯了错得罪了神，我们第一想到是什么？我有损。那你好，是祷告。对，就是很多时候我们心中会自私的想法，就是我会受亏损。
So the when we don't blame the Israelites because we're the same way. The first time we sin, or the next time we sin, we will think that oh, we're not gonna get the good.
就很多好处享受不到了。
And a lot of the rewards we're not gonna get.
Yeah, 本来。如果我好好做基督徒，好好追求，那神有很多应许的丰富给我。今天我跌倒了，我犯错了，那我就要受亏损了。那个有很多好处我就得不到了。
If we do everything well, we're going to get a lot of rewards, but we think that when we fall down, and then we're not going to get those.
你从摩西的祷告看见，摩西他不一样，他知道神的心。
But Moses is different because he knows God's heart.
他知道说以色列神的百姓是神的产业。
He knows that God's people is God's inheritance.
所以其实他的祷告是，神啊，不要叫你的产业受亏损。
So his prayer is to not that his inheritance, God's inheritance will be diminished.
我们犯罪犯错跌倒的时候，其实这种反面来说，不仅想到这是我的损失，你要想到这是神的损失。这是摩西的祷告。
So his it is not it's God's he doesn't want it to be God's loss.So that is the prayer of Moses.
好，这个时间关系我们不读了，就是把它摆在这里。这就是《生命记》第九章。
So this is Deuteronomy chapter 9. We're not going to read it.
好像到了这个话再说一次的时候。
When this was said a second time.
所以当他来祈祷，摩西在讲说他这里解释的话多一点。圣灵解释的话多一点，为什么摩西这样的祷告
？So there's a little more explanation here in the second time why did he pray that way？
因为这些百姓是神救出来的，是神所赎出来的，赎出来做什么呢？做你的产业。
So these are the people, God's people are redeemed, and for what reason is to become in his inheritance？
那诗篇里面也更加多，也是因为时间的关系我们没法读了，就把它摆在上面。我想这都是大家最熟悉的诗篇哈，那我们就不把它一节一节的读出来，但是我们把它摆在那里。赐福给你的产业啊，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他说拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
So there's even more verse about inheritance in the Psalms. I'm just going to put it up here and we're not going to read it all.
那神的产业在旧约就是以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, God's inheritance is his people.
那今天呢就是我们，就是神的教会，他所赎回来的。
So today it is the church, it's us.
我们知道说回到我们今天的主题，荣耀的焦点在于就在这个产业。
So the focus of the glory of his inheritance is his inheritance.
神是丰富的神，他不缺少什么，千山的羊啊牛，万山的羊都是属于他的。
And Our God is rich, even thousands of cattle in 1,000 mountains, sheep in 10,000 mountains. Those are all belong to God. He doesn't lack of anything.
如果神赐给我们什么，也不需要我们偿还。
God gives us some benefits. He doesn't ask us to repay.
如果我们是一个成熟的儿女，我们要有一个长成的心，就是能够明白说神所要的就是我们。
If we're mature children of God, we will know that He wants us to be His inheritance.
我想这个道理应该不深奥，就像我们有儿女一样，就是我们如果有给儿女，并不是说要他我们给他们钱财，不是要他们给我们钱财，我们要的是儿女这个人。
So, if we, it is not hard to understand. If we have children, we give them money, or we're not asking them to give it back to us because we just want them, want our children.
所以我们要得到产业，神也要得到产业。
We will receive inheritance with God as our inheritance, but we also become.God's inheritance.
有一种基督徒，我们说他很有良心，就是说，好像我从神得了那么多，那我要好好的来教会，好好的服侍神，为的是什么呢？就是说，神你既然给了那么多，我要表示感谢，我要把我的都来交给你。
Some Christians have conscience and they said, "Okay, I received so much from God, so I have to serve Him, to repay Him."
Well.我愿意奉献，把我的金钱奉献，把我的时间奉献，都是为了神，感谢神给我那么丰富。
I give up my time, I offer my time, I offer my, my money, because God is so gracious.
我们当然说这是好的，用我们的中国人的常话说，这个是有良心的，有良心的基督徒。
This is good. It shows that we have conscience.
但是最叫神喜悦的还不只是这一个。
But what makes God most pleased is not just giving up our time and our money.
我们需要奉献，我们需要服侍，但是能叫神满足的是我们自己也可以成为神所居住的地方。
So it, not just of course God would like to have our time and our service and our money, but we become his where he lives.
神可以长久的、永久的住在我们的当中，而且从我们当中产出来的东西是神可以享受的。
So he can live in us, and things that we produce, God can enjoy.
那个叫做何等丰盛的荣耀，那个基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that inheritance is the richest.Of the glory.
当然我们知道是我们领受有限，我们头脑有限，我们能力也有限，好像觉得说要神要达到这个，我们不知道自己够得着够不着。
So we are limited in our abilities, limited in what we can do. So we don't know if we can actually reach what God, what would reach to please God.
我想说我们虽然都有限，但是我们彼此勉励，至少有一点，我们虽然有限，我们不可以缺失，我们不可以没有，我们能有多少，这个是神给我们的恩典，但是如果我们做基督徒，这个对于我们来说是空白，那个是叫神不能够满意的。
So even though we are limited, we cannot just be totally blank, because that will not satisfy God.
如果像保罗的祷告，圣灵照明我们心中的眼睛，叫我们比以前看到的更多一点。
So, we should be like what Paul prayed, that the eyes of our heart will be enlightened so we can see more.
我们得着了神，我们享受神。但愿我们也有这样的心愿，说让神也可以来享受我们。
So,When we receive God, we enjoy God, we also have this heart that we want God to enjoy us. Let us pray.
父，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你是何等的恩典怜悯，主啊，你拯救我们，把我们带到基督的里面。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your mercy that you bring us into Jesus Christ.
我们感谢神，基督是我们的主啊，基督一切的丰富都是我们的。
Lord, we Christ is ours and all His abundance is ours.
我们也祷告祈求主啊。你照明我们心中的眼睛，也叫我们愿意说，主啊，我们也愿意成为你的产业。
Lord, we pray that you enlighten the eyes of our heart so we can become your inheritance.
因为你的心意就是要住在我们的当中，住在你的教会当中，主啊，享受从其中所出产的。
Lord, your heart is to live among your people, live among us.So that you can enjoy the produce.
虽然我们够不上，主啊，但是我们眼睛被你打开，但愿能够看见这丰盛荣耀。
Lord, we cannot reach your standards, but we ask that you would let us see the glory of your inheritance.
主，我们知道你为自己产业所发的热心永远不会改变。
Your heart and your inheritance will never change.
你一定要在我们当中得着你要得着的。
You are going to receive what you want to receive among us, that you want to get from us.
我们这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.